Kathy, Layla mentioned this issue of estrogen receptor mutations. Can you explain a little bit about what those are and right now what we know about what it means?
So there are several activating estrogen receptor mutations that have been identified. They were actually first identified by Suzanne Fuqua many years ago. With that first report, many laboratories went back to their primary tumor samples, assayed those to see if they could identify or validate those findings. And they really rarely found estrogen receptor mutations in the primary tumors. We just in the last year or so have seen additional pathologic correlative studies focusing on metastatic tumors, those that have become resistant to at least an initial hormone therapy. And in that setting, the frequency of those activating mutations is really quite a bit different. Those tumors, at least from the somewhat limited data that we have so far, are a bit less likely to benefit from simply lowering estrogen levels with an AI because the receptor itself is independently kind of stuck in the on position. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need the ligand to bind to trigger signaling, but perhaps more likely to benefit or just as likely to benefit as those that don't have an activating mutation from things like fulvestrant or even a SERM. So it'll be fascinating to see, given this potentially rapid progression on an AI, if she does have an activating mutation and if fulvestrant might allow her to still benefit from hormone therapy. We are learning a bit more about some of the downstream signaling pathways that might also allow us to restore estrogen sensitivity in those patients. Those drugs, things like the BET domain inhibitors, are still in clinical trials, but I think give real hope for the ability to even further extend the benefits of hormone therapy for our patients.
Did you say MET inhibitors?
No, the bromodomain inhibitors.
Oh, these are for patients with these mutations?
So they're being studied in patients with endocrine resistance, and there is at least some preclinical suggestion that they might also be useful in patients who have activating mutations. Now, they're still in clinical trials, so I think we still have a lot to learn about how effective they are and in which patients they might be most effective. I think what has been most exciting for me over the years is we continue to find ways to make use of hormone therapy for our patients. And while hormone therapy certainly have some toxicity, things like the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitors and mTOR inhibitors bring other toxicity to our patients, for many of our patients, the toxicity is substantially less than chemotherapy. So all of these things that allow us to take advantage of hormones for a longer period of time, I think will have real benefits for our patients.